Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
All right, we got some new TV times coming out. We're about to talk football with Larry Fedora, but this hour of the show being brought to you by our friends at Storm Restoration Roofing. Final hour of the show. If you have been had a roof damage by these spring storms recently, our buddy Greg Nelson and the folks at Storm Restoration Roofing can help you out. Greg, locally owned business owner, will jump on that roof for you, inspect the roof, make sure your home is protected, let you know how worn your roof is, or if you don't need any replacement at all. It's a free, no-cost inspection of the roof. 205-542-3531. That's Greg's cell number. You can keep that on standby, too, in case you ever have a storm blow through and it does do damage to your roof. Greg will come out, take pictures, help you cover the things up, and put together a portfolio to give to your insurance folks so you'll get your full coverage. 205-542-3531. Keep that number on standby. 205-542-3531. Or just look him up on Facebook. Greg from Pell City. Locally owned. He and his wife own it. It's been locally owned for over 20 years. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Insurance companies love them. Best warranties in the business and a lot more. Storm Restoration Roofing, Greg from Pell City.
Ohio State and Notre Dame are going to be the Week 1 ABC primetime game. That's not a surprise to anybody. College Game Day also has announced they will be on campus in Columbus for the showdown. So your Week 1 is Ohio State and Notre Dame with College Game Day there. We were discussing earlier, week two is a little more difficult for them to make their choice. I think it'll be USC-Stanford because Alabama-Texas is going to be the 11 o'clock Fox game. And then week three signs point towards Oklahoma-Nebraska. And I know our buddy Matt Smith threw that out there, but I saw somebody ask him this, and it's a good question. Fox would also have the option on that game. I don't know what the picking order is right now.
There is some rotating weeks when ESPN-ABC gets the number one picks in either the Pac-12 or the Big 12.
Yeah, but Fox could have that game, Oklahoma-Nebraska. So that may not be an ABC game, which would potentially affect games like Auburn-Penn State. Maybe Auburn-Penn State ends up as an ABC game. I don't know.
I trust last year. I trust Matt a lot on on knowing the nuances of these TV contracts.
He said himself it's a possibility that Fox could have it.
Yeah, so that's it's that time of year we're getting TV announcements. Yesterday, Alabama and Texas was announced for Fox. They did not say 11 o'clock, though that is the industry expectation that that'll be an 11 o'clock kick. Game time temperature 1,000 degrees in Austin, Texas for that big week two showdown. USFL cranking back up this week on Saturday, doubleheader on NBC, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia at 12 noon, then 6:30 at night, Saturday night, Michigan and Birmingham, the unbeaten Stallions. On Sunday, it all moves to Fox, FS1 at 11 a.m., Pittsburgh and New Orleans. Larry Fedora, head coach of New Orleans, will join us momentarily. Then 3 o'clock on Fox, Houston, and New Jersey. Joel Klatt will be back with us talking about Texas-Alabama, the game he'll have on Fox, and the USFL, those games he'll have on Fox when he joins the show on Thursday. Before we get to Larry Fedora, he's not with us right now, right?
We're waiting on Coach.
Yeah, he'll join us on the Zoom. Let's jump into the conversation about quarterbacks in the SEC right now. If I ask you guys the question, the quarterback situation that fascinates you the most inside the Southeastern Conference? Quarterback situation that fascinates you the most?
I think it's A&M because, Lance, A&M, I think, is the – I mean, obviously Auburn for local interest, but I think if you just backed out of that and said what affects the SEC the most, I think it'd be A&M.
I would agree with Brown. I mean, A&M for years has been saying if we get quarterback right, we could be a championship-like team. You know, statewide, I think the Auburn situation is interesting, but as far as national implications, I think it's Texas A&M.
Texas A&M is one. How interested are you in the battle at LSU?
I mean, less than A&M, but I do think it is interesting in Brian Kelly's first year. I think we all think that guy can coach, but I also know it's a guy that's taking over a team that was playing with 30-some-odd men on their roster at the end of the year. So even if you get quarterback right, you got a lot of building you got to do to get stuff around that quarterback.
Yeah, you know, and Jaden Daniels was so good his freshman year, and now he was very average to below average in the Pac-12 last year, and now he comes to the SEC. You know, how good can he really be?
It's a good question. You look around the league, there's not really a quarterback battle at Georgia, right? There, nope. I mean, it's going to be Stetson Bennett. No longer a quarterback battle at Florida. It's going to be Anthony Richardson. South Carolina, it's Spencer Rattler. I'll tell you, it's not an interesting situation, but Missouri has been looking for a quarterback. Yesterday, Mississippi State transfer, one-time Southern Miss quarterback Jack Abraham from Oxford has worked his way. Now he's at Missouri. That kid's he's moved around, back with the black and gold, but not at Southern Miss. He's at Missouri now.
Well, look, I'll give you another interesting one to me is Ole Miss, because you know we just assumed Jackson Dart would be the guy.
I do assume it'll be Jackson.
Well, I assumed that as well, but everybody,
McCready,
everybody in Oxford,
you know, covers him, said that Altmaier's got a legitimate shot at that job.
Is there a quarterback battle nationally that resonates for you right now? Fascinates you is the word I'm using.
Oh,
nationally,
because there's not one at USC.
I guess
not one at Ohio State.
I guess a little bit Oregon. I mean, do you think it's Bo Nix's job at Oregon? They kind of treated him that way in the spring.
I feel like it is. LT's been the one most hesitant to give Bo Nix the.
I lean Bo Nix
the starting job, though.
But there's another program that, if they get quarterback right, could contend in their conference. So therefore, it's a big national story.
Yeah, and look, in Texas, I mean, Hudson Card has experience. Quinn Ewers doesn't have experience. You know, sometimes the spotlight's a little too big. We'll see.
It doesn't seem like Klubnik is going to get a shot at Clemson.
No,
it looks like it's going to be Uiagalelei.
Unless Uiagalelei plays like he did last year. And then Klubnik will be in there quickly.
Yeah. So we're closer to college football. Those are some interesting, fascinating quarterback discussions.
All right, I've got more kick times. You want more kick times?
Oh, they continue to roll in today.
Yeah, ABC has now announced several of them. We'll start with Georgia-Oregon, week one. The Chick-fil-A kickoff is going to be a 2:30 ABC kick for you Georgia fans.
That's where Alabama-Miami was that same game last year.
2:30 ABC. That's because the prime kick that night is going to be Notre Dame at Ohio State.
Also,
game
day is
going to be there. Yeah,
that's good football
back
games.
To back. That's nice. The Sunday game, day before Labor Day, it's always been that window. It's going to be Florida State LSU. We already knew that one. They haven't announced the next couple of weeks. We're going to get a Wisconsin at Ohio State game. That's a big Big Ten game. Saturday night, the 24th of September on ABC.
That game's in Wisconsin?
It's in Columbus.
Okay.
And the Red River rivalry returns to ABC. Saturday, the 8th of October, but no time given on that one.
Well, it's got to be 11 o'clock.
They normally like it at 11 o'clock, but they don't give a time.
I can't remember another time when it was it. Can you?
It has. No, I really can't.
No, it's usually 11 o'clock, no matter which network it's on, Fox or ABC.
And they like to put game day there, move them inside the stadium, and do that 11 o'clock kick.
Fire the...
Yep. And Coach Corso always likes to fire the gun when he picks Oklahoma. And then the only other game they have officially announced is interesting because it's the first time this will ever happen in ABC history. Friday, November 25th, a Black Friday primetime game on ABC. There was talk of a Black Friday NFL game. I think those talks have fallen through.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen.
Anything else about that.
But a Black Friday ABC game, Florida at Florida State.
Oh, okay.
I like that. Yeah. Florida at Florida State, Friday night, the 25th of November on ABC at 6:30. That's a game I never watch, Florida State, because of the Iron Bowl.
Well, you know, Michael Alford, our friend there in Tallahassee, who's taken over as the AD, he was taking some heat about being willing to move Florida State home games off of a traditional Saturday. But the discussion about that Florida State game being moved possibly to the Friday after Thanksgiving was part of the discussion that was out there. I think that's great where Florida State is now, trying to build back to national prominence. I mean, if you get that primetime slot that, you know, lets people in, good crowd, you pull the upset, or maybe you're the favorite by then, that'll be really interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And then it gives us, you know, Thanksgiving night, the Egg Bowl, that Friday night, then we, you know, get to go to Florida State. And then Saturday, you get the Iron Bowl. And Texas A&M LSU. I mean, it's a good little run there for the SEC.
Yeah, Missouri, Arkansas is an afternoon game on Black Friday.
That's true. That's right. So we'll get two SEC games that day, or at least one SEC team in one of them.
Yeah, that rivalry weekend, I like spreading it out.
I agree.
As much as possible to where they're not all stacked on top of each other. So that's some more TV times that are bounced in there. Those TV times brought to you today by our friends at Brumberg's. If you're looking for that specific gift for that special someone, our friends at Brumberg's can knock it out of the park for you.
Yeah, hey, look, graduation is right around the corner. Father's Day, a lot of different events going on. If you're looking for the perfect gift, you need to head into Brumberg's. Remember, they're your diamond specialist since 1836. They've been right here in the state of Alabama. Two great locations for you. Mountain Brook and the Summit. You can also check everything out online. Go online to Brombergs.com. You can shop from right there. Nothing like giving or getting that silver box from our friends at Brombergs.
Another developing story out there away from Ajay Hall is Phil Mickelson not being back at the PGA Championship after winning it last year, defending champions back at a major. That rarely happens, that the guy doesn't come back and play. They're at Southern Hills. Tiger Woods is doing a news conference live as we speak right now. Tiger has looked fantastic. I think he goes off at 8:11 a.m. on Thursday. I think he's got a very early tee time, early Thursday. And
Tiger, Spieth, and Rory on that tee time. It's a pretty good little squad right there.
And it seems like in recent majors, early day one, late day two has been really good.
It just depends on the weather,
right?
Yep.
But a couple of those, that's the way it works. It's in the Midwest. It's in Tulsa. It's storm season. There is a good chance you have calmer weather in the morning on Thursday, storms in the afternoon, then you roll the dice day two.
Saturday's the only day that shows rain. It looks like Thursday and Friday are going to be good days, but Saturday looks kind of messy for them out there, and then Sunday and Monday are fine. So I think you're only going to deal with weather one day.
But Rory McIlroy, also doing a media availability today, was asked about Phil Mickelson. He used words unfortunate and sad. And he says this should be a celebration for him. He won a major championship at 50 years old. It was possibly his last big moment in the game of golf. I think he should be here this week and celebrating what a monumental achievement he achieved last year. It's unfortunate. It's sad. Yeah, I don't know what else I can say about it.
I'm sure Rory's tired of talking about it because he has from the jump basically been anti the Saudi League. He's never been on board with it, doesn't even seem to have considered it. It's just weird, and I agree with what Clay said. It is just weird that Augusta and the PGA of America have both made it clear that we did not ask Phil Mickelson not to come. Phil told us he wasn't coming, and in Augusta's case, they said, you know, we tried to open dialogue with him, but he just really had made up his mind. Now, I don't think the PGA went that far, or at least they didn't say they did. But basically, this appears to be all Phil.
Last time he played a competitive round of golf?
Earlier this year.
January or February, maybe?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
The California swing?
Yeah, it was out on the California swing when this story broke. I want to say they were in L.A. or somewhere like that when this story broke, and he immediately backed out and then announced that leave of absence. So, yeah, I was back in the California swing. So, it's been quite a while for me.
And lost sponsors immediately there.
He did.
Some longtime sponsors who have been with him. You know, I just wonder, you know, what's the first step back for him? And, you know, Clay talked about how many goofballs that there are in public relations. You know, that's my minor, so I'm one of those goofballs. I wonder with the information that came out about his big gambling debt for a four-year period of $40 million. I wonder if when we see Phil Mickelson publicly again, it will be an apology interview and one where he apologizes to his family and to people about his gambling addiction. I wonder if he is off seeking treatment right now for some kind of addiction or something.
I don't know why he would apologize to his family about that.
Well, I mean, if you've lost more money than they know.
Yeah, but again, I don't think Phil's hurting for money.
I understand
the guy that's the degenerate at the track. He's neglecting his family. He's losing their mortgage payment. He can't put food on the table.
Is Buffy his wife's name? Is it?
Her name is Amy.
Amy, Buffy. Not Buffy.
Oh, Buffy Mickelson.
Is there an interesting poll?
Does somebody have a name? A famous golfer has a wife named Buffy?
No. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, I think so. Google famous golfer Buffy.
I don't think so.
Famous golfer wife Buffy. Help me out, chat room. I think that's the case.
So anyway, if Amy,
it's not going to surprise me if Amy has been wronged somehow through this, and there's an apology to Amy at some point.
I think Amy's probably lived a pretty good life thanks to Phil, so I don't know, you know.
You haven't heard anything from her.
You haven't seen her at all through this whole thing. And I know a lot of gamblers. Almost all of those gamblers, to some degree, their significant other knows about their gambling.
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise to Amy. If he had lost $40 million over 4 years, I don't think she's going to be stunned by that number.
Yeah, we all heard about it.
Yeah.
Did you think it was $40 million over 4 years?
Million, no.
Okay, that's what it's going to be. Bill, I thought you said you lost $5 million. You lost $40 million.
But
what about the kids?
Him going back to whose show did he used to? He was a regular, and he would do picks.
Rich Eisen, maybe?
No, it might have been Jim Rome.
Okay,
I don't know. Anyway, but he started to take some heat from that.
Would you fade him when he would make his picks?
Sounds like it.
Would you listen and fade?
No, I didn't, but I wish I would have.
In hindsight, you'd have made good money, it seems.
All right, quick break here. We'll be back in a second. Part of our show being brought to you by Michelson. Our Michelson look ahead takes us to Thursday when Joel Klatt will join us here on the show. And then Friday, Rockstar's back in the lounge. Tell us about Michelson.
969-8100. That's the number you need to write down. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Stop procrastinating. Maybe you wear the eyeglasses or the contacts. You're wasting your money each and every year. I wore the contacts for years. Finally got the procedure done. 2015 vision better than 2020. Make the phone call that I made. 969-8100. Michelson Laser Vision, conveniently located UAB Highlands. When you call 969-8100, ask for Amy. Tell her the Next Round sent you, and they are going to hook you up with a hassle-free consultation. You have absolutely nothing to lose to find out if LASIK is right for you. For more information, MichelsonLaserVision.com.
On Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Tendonitis can drive a golfer to flub their shots or turn a 5K run into a stroll. And that backhand is now a bunt. Don't get comfortable with discomfort. Schedule an appointment with Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics for help in making your greatest comeback. Today is the day to get back in the game. Call 855-219-6200 to make an appointment. Or find a doctor at precisionsportsortho.com/providers.
Wayne's Pest Control has taken pest control to the next level. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Keep your home pest-free and rodent-free with Wayne's proprietary Smart System. Smart is a digital, eco-friendly rodent monitoring solution that tells Wayne's you have an unwanted mouse or rodent before you even know about it. Wayne's Smart Service professionals will proactively set up an appointment to take care of that problem, keeping your family and pets safe and healthy. And right now, get $60 off Smart Pest Service with the offer code TNR. Let Wayne's create your happy place. 866-WAYNES-1 or call Wayne's.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round, and I am with Drew Shields, the owner and operator of Exclusive Auto Wholesale in Pelham.
So why is it important for you guys to produce a better and more unique experience for the buyer here at EAW?
Well, it's important because word of mouth goes a long way. Everyone is quick to put up a Google review, and it's all about taking care of the customer to get that 5-star rating in return.
Make sure you drop by, see Drew Shields and that great team at Exclusive Auto Wholesale. For more information, EAWCars.net.
Spring is the best time to be on the golf course, and Jerry Pate's design at Timberline will not disappoint. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to, just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline.
Things fall apart. There's even a book about it, but that doesn't mean you have to break the bank to fix them. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a new renovation option that will make repairs and other home improvements easy. If you've recently purchased a home and find yourself short on cash, or you're looking to buy a fixer-upper, Mortgage Right's renovation loan program can help you spruce up your space. Repairs can be made to your roof, plumbing, flooring, and more with the help of top-notch mortgage professionals. So get your fix by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR and MLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
I don't know about you guys, but this warm weather has me excited about getting outside again. I'm Jim Dunaway from The Next Round, and now is the perfect time to let our friends at Wayne's give your lawn the TLC it needs to get you prepared for that barefoot good summer lawn of your dreams. And right now, they're offering their best deal of the year, giving you your first month free with a one-year EnviroLawn agreement. First month free, and they'll take care of mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks as well. Call 866-WAYNES-1 or online at callwaynes.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round, and I am with Drew Shields, the owner and operator of Exclusive Auto Wholesale in Pelham.
So if a customer comes in and has something very specific they want, can you guys always meet those needs?
Absolutely. We get customers all the time that are looking for a specific car. They ask us to locate them. We find them. Very transparent on price and our fee. We do whatever it takes to make anything happen.
Make sure you drop by, see Drew Shields and that great team at Exclusive Auto Wholesale. For more information, eawcars.net.
ERA King Real Estate is on the move. They've just opened a new state-of-the-art office in Homewood, as well as new offices in Vestavia and Huntsville. The real estate market has never been crazier than it is right now. That's why, with 52 years of experience, ERA King Real Estate is growing to serve you. To find out more, text the word MOVE to 35620. That's MOVE, M-O-V-E, to 35620. ERA King Real Estate, growing to serve you.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Want more of The Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
We're big fans of the product, Bud Light, Stella, Michelob Ultra, right? We enjoy them all up here.
Love them. Boy, they're jamming you up at Southern Hills on this.
I was about to read this. This is not their call, though, right? This would be the PGA making this call.
Yeah. Marty Smith tweets, talking with Brooks Koepka at Southern Hills, who is a Mick Ultra athlete, on cold beer prices at Southern Hills. It's $18 for a Mick Ultra, but it's a tall boy. Drink enough of them, and you'll be fine.
I saw Stella. I saw they released the concession pricing last week, and a Stella's $19.
What would it cost me just in a normal situation? A tall boy Mick Ultra.
Well, a tall boy is a little difficult because you can't just get a tall boy at most bars. It's normally at an event.
But I will tell you, a tall boy at the BJCC for Eric Church, I think it was...
Probably 16.
I think it was $10.
I was going to say more than that.
I think it was $10.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure at a Braves game, whatever tall boy you get, $16.
Yeah, so it's not that crazy out of line for a professional event.
But a $20 beer.
That's a steep beer.
Yeah.
I don't like tall boys because I can't drink them fast enough. I'm a sipper, not a guzzler.
Chug.
But I like the draft,
right?
And which is, you know, why I'm always excited about our Bud Light keg over here. I don't know. I know the can probably keeps it cooler longer than the cup does. But I feel like I drink it faster out of a cup than I do the can. I don't know why.
Bottle of water
probably
was
circumference, right?
Maybe.
Bottle of water was $6 on that thing too.
The Masters though keep everything down low, right?
They do, and they don't release their revenue. I know for the Falcons, when Mercedes-Benz Stadium lowered their prices, they made more money.
Yeah, and I was blown away because it wasn't just Falcons games; it's any
everything.
Event.
Yep,
and boy.
They made more revenue on it, not just profit.
And I'll tell you why. I went to the Bucks game, and I spent exactly the same amount of money. I just ate more.
That's right. You didn't cut back while you were spending.
I think I went to the concession stand, and I think I spent $20.
And got a ton.
I got a sandwich that was like a freshly you told me about it, I think. The freshly sliced roast beef sandwich.
Yep.
They did that, and my mouth was watering just talking about it, with some... What's the white horseradish? Horseradish sauce?
Yeah, horsey sauce.
Horsey sauce.
That's what they call it at Arby's.
And on a nice bun that was heated, and I got onions on it and a tomato. It was delicious. But also on the same trip, I got a beer, And I got a hot dog because it was so cheap. The hot dogs, I think, were $1, it seemed like.
It's incredible. I mean, it's incredible what you get. And Dunaway's right. I think people probably go in thinking I'm going to spend $20. So they just spend $20.
Yeah. So it works out the same, right?
Yeah.
Let me just pass along what's going on after LT tells us about our friends at Precision Sports. One of the amazing things is Tiger Woods played in the Masters. He's going to play again in the PGA Championship. Precision Sports can get you back in the game like Tiger Woods got back in the game.
Hey, if you're a golfer, a tennis player, or anything in between, let the specialists at Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics guide your journey back to health. Our physicians have been caring for athletes and their families in 9 Birmingham metro areas. Our team of experts will work with you on a personalized treatment plan to get you back to health. Your greatest comeback starts here. Book an appointment online today. Go to precisionsportsmedicine.com/comeback.
All right, I want you to think about prima donna athletes who have done news conferences and they don't answer anything after games or leading into a game or anything. We are now in the 26th minute of a live interview for Tiger Woods standing up. At Southern Hills, with a bad leg and everything, he's been standing up this whole interview. That's the setup there. And I know these things are mandated, the media availability, but he is now approaching 27 minutes live, standing up after a practice round at the PGA Championship, answering questions. His body language hasn't changed. He's smiling. He's giving answers. Say what you want about this guy. He's not like some of the assholes you see in the NBA or other sports.
Look, I'll give you that, but I was telling Brown what was weird as I was watching this yesterday at walk-ons. In the same backdrop, Victor Hovland, who played at Oklahoma State right down the street from Tulsa, was doing the same thing, and I told Brown it seemed like it was an hour long, the Q&A for Victor Hovland, a guy that's
really
never finished in the top 10.
Probably had a lot to do with what you just mentioned, though, that he is an Oklahoma State guy, and it's a big deal out there.
Yeah, so. I just wonder how many of these guys have got to do this.
Oh, they've got to do it.
Yeah,
it's part of the gig.
It's a mandate, at least one, right?
One pre, and then, look, I mean, if you're the leaders, they're going to bring you in. I just think it's understood. And it may be mandated as well. I don't know exactly, Jim, the rules on that. It is interesting. He was asked if he's offered any encouragement to Phil Mickelson, and his answer, quote, "I have not reached out to him. I have not spoken to him."
Wow.
Pretty point blank.
But at one point, they were rivals.
They were rivals. Then they got friendly. I don't know. You know, they got friendly late in the game. I don't know how friendly. Clearly not friendly enough that Tiger is going to reach out to him in this situation. Let's see how he's doing.
Dude looks like he's in better shape now. I mean, he was a little pudgy at the Masters. He's cut it down a little bit. Tiger Woods still going in that news conference in the 28th minute now. As he continues to answer questions, he's got an early tee time with Spieth and McIlroy at the PGA Championship from Southern Hills just outside of Tulsa coming up this weekend. It'll be remarkable to watch Tiger again, and instantly the television ratings go up knowing he is out there. Before we continue the conversation, one thing, Deadwood. It is Michael Waltrip's wife who is named Buffy.
Yeah.
Or at least his ex-wife named Buffy.
Right. No golfer.
Rockstar, how does Michael? Oh, Rockstar's
no
not
golfer.
There.
Yep.
Lunsford, how does?
I wanted the good Michael Waltrip talking to Buffy at dinner.
There's the Rockstar camera with Lunsford in it. Brought to you by our friends at Hydro Life. And then the other thing is, we got baseball tonight at the Hoover Met. Auburn is in town. If you're an Auburn fan, get out there and watch Auburn play Samford tonight. The weather should be perfect. 6 o'clock, right?
It is 6 o'clock. Doors open at, or gates open at 5. I'm going to say doors there. Gates open at 5. It's the inaugural spring swing there at Samford. They will play tonight against the Auburn Tigers. Tickets only $15, and they are now available at reserve.imclutch.com/Samford Swing. Again, that's reserve.imclutch.com/Samford Swing. Auburn Samford tonight. Hoover Met. Fantastic weather for that. 5 o'clock is the gates, when the gates open. 6 o'clock, first pitch there at the Met.
Looking forward to that. Ush, blown away that you referenced the best DJ Wes Beverly's ever had, 90210 earlier.
We were talking about people that decide to tap out early and don't finish their senior year. I brought up David Silver, which was Brian Austin Green from 90210.
Yep.
You used to watch it, right, Dunaway?
Loved it. Loved it. Would set my watch to it, clock to it, every week. Forget what night it was
Fox
on.
Fox Thursday nights.
Fox Thursday nights.
A little doubleheader with 90210 followed up by Melrose Place.
Yeah, always crazy. Several people wanting to know about Ajayi Hall, pointing out, hey, have you guys seen Ajayi Hall? We talked about that earlier. A little bit more on Ajayi Hall and what the Big Ten is considering when we come back. Part of our show being brought to you by these guys, Bud Light Next, brewed for what's next, 0 calories, 80 carbs. Look for that can, that beautiful can, down by the pool, the lake, the coast, wherever you are, golf course, you'll see Bud Light Next out there from the beautiful Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios. This is The Next Round.
Call The Next Round now at 205-734-0923.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys. But I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe, homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
Bromberg's invites you to an exclusive two-day buying event. Meet an expert buyer to sell your jewelry, diamonds, watches, and collectibles. Receive immediate payment or opt to receive 120% of your offer in Bromberg store credit to use towards anything in the store now or in the future. It is Bromberg's exclusive two-day buying event. Thursday, April 21st at the Summit. Friday, April 22nd in Mountain Brook. Appointments recommended. Do not miss this opportunity at Bromberg's.
Summer is here, and that means it's moving season. Whether you are looking for the perfect home or you need to sell yours, Holly Mack Wilson can do it all. Call Holly Mack Wilson today, 205-901-9446, and let her work for you. Holly Mack Wilson, your dream home expert, 205-901-9446. That's 205-901-9446. Holly Mack Wilson, a trusted Tuscaloosa Keller Williams realtor you can always depend on.
The Next Round is proud to partner with Vulcan Tire and Auto, and we're excited to announce their first-class team and facilities are growing. If you are an experienced general maintenance technician looking for a new opportunity with a great growing company, go by Vulcan Tire. They want to talk to you. Not experienced, but interested in working on cars? Again, go by Vulcan Tire. They have a spot for anyone that has a can-do attitude, wants to work, and enjoys helping people. 4 locations and more to come. Vulcan Tire and Automotive, Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale, VulcanTireandAuto.com.
Did you tweak your shoulder pulling down the attic ladder? Feel a pop in your elbow working out? Or feeling pain in your knees getting up from the couch at halftime? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area, affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health, to get your life back on track. Your health can't wait. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
The Next Round is proud to partner with Vulcan Tire and Auto, and we're excited to announce their first-class team and facilities are growing. If you are an experienced general maintenance technician looking for a new opportunity with a great growing company, go by Vulcan Tire. They want to talk to you. Not experienced, but interested in working on cars? Again, go by Vulcan Tire. They have a spot for anyone that has a can-do attitude, wants to work, and enjoys helping people. 4 locations and more to come. Vulcan Tire and Automotive, Moody, Trustful, Hoover, and Gardendale, VulcanTireandAuto.com.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round to tell you about our friends at One Man and a Toolbox. One Man and a Toolbox has provided professional handyman services since 1997. Honesty and reliability are qualities that embody every one of their employees. From residential to commercial, One Man and a Toolbox, they've got a background to help you with almost any project. I've used them multiple times at my home. Give them a call today. Get that free estimate, 205-823-2111. That's 205-823-2111 or online, onemaninatoolbox.com.
Stay up to date with the next round on the website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon, Last Call, and others from our Double Down Media podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy-to-listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. Nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
Back with you on the next round. I don't remember what we were talking about, but Rob W. says, Brownie, I was running during lunch and listening on the app and wasn't able to respond in real time, but I hope someone else is handling the finances for TNR. Did you give financial advice earlier?
I didn't. I think what he's talking about, if the food, like buying the food, because he says if top line revenue is the same, I want the higher margin items to be purchased. So maybe he's talking about TNR. I'm not handling the finances, though. You don't have to worry about that.
No, absolutely not. We let our friends at Simpio do that.
That's right. We want you to purchase everything. That's what we want.
Unfortunately, I don't have a Simpio read today. But always use our friends at Simpio there. Yeah. Elsewhere over in the chat room, Goose says, if you're making beer close to $20, it's not going to make me buy your beer. It's going to make me show up at the course drunk.
Oof. Don't do that.
Because you drink before you get there.
Yeah. You pregame.
I mean, $6 bottled water, too, though. That is nuts.
Chad, over in the chat room, great last name, Chad, says you do have a problem when your concession prices are larger than Disney World.
That is true.
Well, I'll tell you. So Disney only sells alcohol in two of their parks, the Safari Park and Epcot. And the prices at Epcot were pretty astounding.
Do they sell the tall boy?
I don't think. I mean, Epcot does it differently. It's by country.
It's specialty beers.
Yeah. So I think most work.
Yeah, I think it was an $18 margarita that I had, right?
Yeah, I can believe that.
That's about right. In that little
pyramid. The margaritas were only, I think, $12 or $14 this weekend at the PGA Championship.
At Southern Hills?
Yeah, I did see. They were cheaper. Yep. I looked at the whole price list.
I'm sure they're watered now.
Yeah.
Why not? All right, part of the show today for real being brought to you by our friends at Exclusive Auto Wholesale. Our friend LT driving around right now in a beautiful Mercedes SUV.
Yeah, I saw somebody earlier. I think it was our man, Jay Perry, asked if I would deliver it to Dallas.
Yes. Will you?
Yes.
I doubt I'll deliver it to Dallas. If you guys will just let me drive to Dallas and back.
Then I
could do that. But if you are in the car buying or selling market, one place you've got to check out, that is our friends at Exclusive Auto Wholesale. Exclusive Auto Wholesale has the technology that will give you an instant cash offer for your car, whether you buy something from EAW or not. Drew and his team want to buy your car, any car. It's as simple as typing in your VIN number, miles, condition, uploading a few pics, then bam, from their website, you get an offer for your car instantly. Exclusive Auto Wholesale can take care of you nationwide with repeat business in almost every single state. For more information, check out that website today, EAWcars.com, or just stop in. Go see Drew Shields and that team. Tell them the next round sent you. Located right there, 2630 Pelham Parkway. They've got a ton of inventory. Tell them the next round sent you.
Okay. Ajay Hall has been a story. Earlier, there were Alabama media people reporting that he was off the roster in Austin, Texas, and that he had wiped everything off Texas off of his social media. What have you learned?
Well, this is from Mike Farrell, who is the main recruiting guy for Rivals. So this is a guy that builds relationships with these guys and the people around them as they're coming through the recruiting process. So at Rivals, Mike Farrell reports, I've been told that Hall had wiped his social media of all Texas stuff a while ago, and he's fine, and nothing is amiss at Texas, despite reports he has been removed from the roster and isn't with the Longhorns anymore. That's what he's reporting.
I mean, right. Why do you wipe all your stuff?
Now, he does say this news comes along with the rumors that Jordan Addison could choose the Longhorns over USC this week.
Thanks for listening.
But then rumors surfaced that Addison could be headed back to Pitt due to a tweet. I don't know if you guys saw this last night, by the way. This happened last night. A tweet of support by the wide receiver for a former Pitt teammate and a cryptic tweet from Pitt head coach Pat Narduzzi alluding to some good news. And I don't know if you guys saw Narduzzi's tweet last night, but it was cryptic.
Don't follow him.
I don't either. I just saw it. It got retweeted a lot. But boy, Jordan Addison going back to Pitt would be the upset of the year.
Yeah. I mean, got a couple of free trips out of it, though.
Yes, he did.
A lot of good attention. He did. You just got to imagine Pitt NIL is not going to be close to what you get with these other schools.
Well, he has said all along it's not about money. And I know that's easy to say that when normally it is about money.
The blood's thicker than water, though, man. If I had a chance to make $3 million to go somewhere else, and if you guys at this place said you needed me to stay, I'd stay in a heartbeat for you guys.
Pat Narduzzi last night
not
tweeted.
Hold it against us ever. You know I chose you guys over money, right?
You paint such a dirty picture of me.
Is it true or false?
That would be true, yeah. Yes. That one would be.
Pat Narduzzi tweeted, all right, I mean, it's people are reading into this, and I don't know what it means, but he's got a black and white circle, all right, black circle, white circle, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, blue circle, yellow circle, not Rams colors, Pitt colors.
Not Ukraine colors, Pitt colors.
Not Ukraine colors, Pitt colors. And then he tweets, H2P, exclamation, exclamation, a couple of different meanings, smiley face with glasses.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what it means. Forrester's got it up over there if y'all want to see it. That's what it looks like.
So black and white.
Uh-huh. Fire, fire, fire.
Fire, fire, fire.
Pitt.
Pitt. H2P. A couple of different meanings. He even says a couple of different meanings.
I know. I don't know one meaning, what H2P could stand for.
I think he was hacked by one of his kids.
A lot of people were saying that he is saying home to Pitt. I think we're reading way too much into this. I don't understand why Jordan Addison, given the... I mean, he knew what he had at Pitt. Given the opportunity...
Hail to Pitt.
Hail to Pitt.
Is an acronym used by supporters of the University of Pittsburgh, meaning hail to Pitt.
So that's why it would have a couple of different meanings.
And the black and white circle, if I'm right, in Greek, black and white is... The Greek word is Addison, right?
Sure.
Why not?
Is the black and white a logo for anybody that maybe wants to actually pay him?
Uh-huh. There you go.
It's in black and white now. They've put it in ink. They've written it down. It's in black and white. That it's fire. He's coming back to Pitt. That's the way I'm reading it. It's in black and white now.
Smuff says, Krusty says, have to pause. Smuff says, have to pee. Hard to prepare. Hell to poop.
Hell to Pitt.
I don't, I mean, look. I
hell to a lot of things.
It could be. I hate cryptic tweets. I hate cryptic tweets.
I do too.
Rockstar calls it vague book.
Vague booking.
They do have a very large cat as a mascot.
They do.
They do. Absolutely.
But wouldn't you be stunned if he goes back to Pitt?
Yeah,
that's stunning, right? I mean, he knew what he had to do.
I mean, and if I'm one of these.
I mean, good for him if he does, because he just pulled off the amazing. You know what I want to do? I'd like to spend a weekend in Austin and a weekend in Los Angeles over my summer break and have somebody else pay for it.
But if he had gone to Pat Narduzzi and he's like, I'm thinking about leaving. Why? I'm really not thinking about leaving, Pat, but I would love a weekend in L.A. Yep. Pat Narduzzi would have gone to their biggest booster and said, we got to get this kid out there.
No, and he could have also said, hey, look, it's going to be a good pub for our program when I come back.
Yep. Or he could be like, I don't want to be like Dunaway. When I come back, I'm going to hold it over all of you guys.
Yeah, that's right. Third and three. You know where they didn't throw it? To me.
Yeah. Hey, that was a crappy practice. Everybody run laps except you, Jordan.
Yeah,
you don't have to because you came back.
We'll put my money that he will not be back at Pitt.
I would be stunned by this one because if he, I mean, again, he knew what he had at Pitt. As much as he might like Pat Narduzzi and Pitt, his opportunities are much better at some other places.
Well, that's what he said. It was the not about NIL. It's about whatever benefits me of getting to the NFL.
And I'm sure teammates would like to have his ability back. But if you're a teammate, are you like, dude, really? You basically dogged us saying you didn't want to be here. You go on the world tour. Now you're back with us.
He could probably sell it, though.
That's
I never, ever wanted to leave you guys.
If this is a work by Pat Narduzzi, it's one heck of a work.
What if he comes back? He's like, God, you're not going to believe what I saw in Los Angeles. They have these $20 beers.
That's true. They do.
And a lot of H2P out there, man. A lot of H2P. I mean,
if it's a work by Narduzzi, he's all in because wasn't he the one calling Lincoln Riley and telling him he was tampering?
Hey, sorry, Lincoln.
Yeah, my bad on that.
Our friends at Gutter Cap, happy birthday to our man C. Stu this past weekend. Gutter Cap wants to celebrate by giving you a great deal on new gutters on your roof.
Yeah, 823-2212. Gutter Cap is a patented aluminum cover system. Fits over most existing gutters, keeping out that debris. If you want to eliminate gutter cleaning forever, it is back with a lifetime warranty. And right now, for the next round listener and viewer, 45% off the retail price. Cap it, don't snap it. For more information, guttercapbirmingham.com or call Chris Stewart today for that absolutely free estimate, 205-823-2212.
Interesting thing happens sometimes when you in recruiting, the coaches don't always do the work. Sometimes the students do the work, right?
What do you mean?
You have some helpers or,
the Bama Bells or the Tiger or whatever they're called.
I mean, all the mail outs. I mean, if you've ever been around recruiting, I don't think it's as many mail outs as it used to be, say, in the 90s or so, but they still mail out a lot of stuff. Well, mistakes can happen when you mail things out, and it happened to the machine that is Texas A&M just recently, and one of the high school coaches called him out on this right here. If you go to the morning rounds this morning, you can see the tweet that comes from one of the coaches. It is the head football coach at North Caddo Magnet High School down in the state of Texas, I believe it is. And he's pretty happy. He says, thank you to Texas A&M for recruiting North Caddo football. However, with all due respect, and you see it right here, what does it say? The post office has written, there's $1.56 of total due on the postage. They didn't put enough postage on their mail out at Texas A&M. And he says, all due respect, I will not be paying for your postage. So,
wow.
It makes it look like Texas A&M is spending too much money on recruits and not enough on postage.
Right.
I've never seen that. I didn't know the post office did that. Like, do they deliver it anyway and you're supposed to go pay once you get it?
Alabama's got the Franklin privilege.
The what?
The Franklin privilege.
Which is what?
Free mail. Well, you don't have any postage.
At the University of Alabama?
That's what it is, right? The Franklin privilege?
Oh, I have no idea.
I've never heard of this in my life.
Yeah.
So the University of Alabama never has to pay for a piece of mail to go out?
I was being sarcastic. The Franklin privilege is the ability to never pay for postage. I was being sarcastic.
Oh, that Alabama had it? I didn't know this existed. So some people have a Franklin privilege?
Yes.
Oh, more on that when we come back.
Yeah, I got to hear this.
Is this a real thing? Who has it?
I've never heard of this in my life.
It's the ability to send mail by one's signature rather than postage.
Really?
Dates back to the 17th century.
Well, who has it?
Oh, history class, fellas.
Let's see. Let's see who has it. The last living person to have that when we come back right here on the next round.
All the stories important to us are in one place. Catch the morning rounds each weekday at nextroundlive.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about one of our favorite places for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is Hamburger Heaven since 1982. Hamburger Heaven has been serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order. All of their ingredients are fresh and prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each and every day. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
The Next Round store is live and loaded. Check out the latest logo t-shirts and hoodies. Get your favorite team colors, the Next Round flag shirt, or grab the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest t-shirts. Go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store.
Start your day online at nextroundlive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Your 24-hour home for the show is our website, nextroundlive.com. Easy links to the day's top stories in the morning rounds, plus the latest videos from the show, podcasts like Bama and Bourbon, The Mystery Fifth Hour, Last Call, and other shows from our Double Down Media podcast family. Nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or find easy-to-listen-to hour-by-hour downloads from the Next Round Live show and get the latest gear in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
Hey everyone, John Lunsford here, and our Way to Wellness Challenge is over. And guess what? I won. After it was all said and done, I'd lost almost 45 pounds and over 5 points off my BMI in just under 3 months. And even since the challenge ended, I haven't stopped eating healthier and I've now lost over 50 pounds. If you want to make an incredible change in your life today, head over to aplanforme.com and get in touch with Leslie and the crew to learn more. They'll help you get on a better track for your health, just like they did for all of us here at the Next Round. That's aplanforme.com for our friends at Way to Wellness.
You seen what these kids are doing now?
What's that?
They're a mixing raspberry and lemonade flavors in their drinks.
Like, raspberry lemonade?
Nah, not like the kind we had. Better. It's all charged up. Got that bold Mountain Dew in it now. They're calling it Mountain Dew Spark.
Yep.
Seems like it's all about the flavor now. The flavor and the refreshment.
Yep.
If you'd have told me 50 years ago that we'd see kids a-drinking charged-up raspberry lemonade-flavored Mountain Dew Spark and making videos, twerking their hind ends, well, sir, I just flat-out not believed you.
Yep.
It does taste mighty good, though, don't it?
Yep.
You know, this Mountain Dew Spark is giving me a great idea.
What's that?
Think I'm going to make a video twerking my hind end.
Well, I guess you gotta do you.
Get bold with the raspberry lemonade flavor of Mountain Dew Spark.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call. LT takes off the gloves for an in-depth conversation with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmond Vodka. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, NextRoundLive.com.
Drunk driving prevention is a priority at Anheuser-Busch. You can't drive drunk if you don't drive there. Encourage friends to join in the pledge to Decide to Ride on DecideToRide.com. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We'll put a wrap on all the college football stuff that's been out there in just a second after LT tells us about mortgage right and we talk about the franking privileges.
Yes, our friends at Mortgage Right, when it comes to home equity, bigger, always better. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a program that will help you gain more home equity while paying less out of your pocket. With Mortgage Right's Wealth Builder program, you can build equity faster than you would with most other mortgage programs. You don't even need a down payment. Apply your cash towards a lower interest rate or shorter loan term instead. Save bigger and better than you can with most other mortgage options. Go big, go home. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
By the way, Bobby Bright, who is a representative back in 2010, spent $342,613 in franking privileges when he was in the U.S. House, and that was 10th most. He made the top 10 there, the only Alabama representative to be ranked back in 2010.
Yeah, I do want to point out the fact that Lance dropped a history class, boys, on us and got the name of it wrong. It is the Franking, not the Franklin.
Yeah, but it was named after Franklin, who helped establish the U.S. Postal Service.
So Franking?
Yeah.
They didn't call it the Franklin, they called it Franking?
Yeah, Franking is putting a verb. Postage, everything, yeah. All of it is
I'd call
Franking.
It Franklin, then, if
it's
history
so I think
class,
it,
come
it,
on. History class, boys.
I think it has been called the Franklin
Maybe so.
Privilege. In the past.
So it was developed so that legislators could communicate with their constituents more effectively without having to pay postage.
I love you guys. Now these two seem like the Pawn Stars.
Not me.
Like I brought something in to sell.
Not me.
I got to make money on this.
He's the condescending one talking down to you.
I just brought up history class. It's one of the few things I remember.
But it was developed so that legislators could send stuff back to their constituents without paying postage. It was like, why? This is the U.S. government paying the U.S. government. We shouldn't be doing it. What they realized in my studies here.
Yeah, thanks, Rick.
Like at 12:44, you didn't even know this existed.
I didn't, but I studied hard at the break. What they realized in their studies were that that resulted in about a one-third of the overall operating revenue for the Postal Service. And they're like, we can't really keep taking this loss. Yeah.
And by the way, they started doing all the political mail-outs
and franking
stuff.
Killing us.
Yeah. It's just franking killing us.
Well, and now you can do email, so it's really irrelevant. Now, I can't believe some dude from Alabama still spent that kind of money doing just send an email already.
2010.
Well, yeah, but still, we had email in 2010.
Man, my mailbox is still, it's got multiple things in it every day.
Okay, but here is where my studies tell us the real reason.
Right.
Soldiers abroad.
Well, they should be able to do it.
Only have to write.
Yeah, that's the way it
should be. Soldiers mail during wartime, and they're able to mail back and forth to each other, back home, and whatever.
No, no,
you
no.
can mail it to them. It's in a time of war.
We're really done that for kids at camp, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Any soldier abroad should have this privilege, period, whether we're at war or not. If it's a soldier outside the United States, any soldier, really.
What? They got you back on the Republican talking points really quick.
If it's for our soldiers,
then we're all for it. This guy shouldn't have spent $342,000, but if it's for our soldiers, hell yeah.
I don't think it was. I think part of what Lance said is they started trying to do like campaign stuff on it, too.
Oh, that's
that's why shut it down quickly.
Yeah, during my research, they banned that in 1977 because of that.
Yeah, you know? Because
franking privilege.
Somebody really, really, really does not want me to vote for Mike Durant, and they make it exceptionally clear every freaking day when I go to the mailbox. Every day.
And by the way, I have SiriusXM radio, but I got two letters a day saying they've got a great deal for me.
I know.
Oh yeah. If I just sign back up.
Yeah.
But I've never left you.
I got a lot of people that want to buy my car, too.
Yep. A lot of people want to buy your car.
And I don't have that car anymore.
I think he's half joking, but Superior Thruster says, if y'all mentioned Ajay Hall, no longer at Texas on the roster today. We have about 62 times, and that is one story that's out there today. Another is the Big Ten that, you know, they're having their meetings this week like the ACC had last week and, you know, the SEC will have coming up. And they, too, are discussing getting rid of divisions now that this week it will become official that you don't have to have divisions. I don't know if there's a conference in more need of getting rid of divisions more than the Big Ten. They are very heavy in the East.
It's been imbalanced. Not since day one, because remember, day one was leaders and legends.
That's
they
right.
redistrict, right, basically? But in their current setup, it's way imbalanced.
I can't even remember the last time, and as soon as I say this, it'll be the last couple of years, a West team has won that matchup.
You say that, but when's the last time Wisconsin won it? I mean, that'd be the only one, right?
Bielema was the head coach, maybe when they went to the Rose Bowl.
Because you've primarily had Ohio State. But
yeah, Iowa was in it this year, and they've been in it before.
They lost to Michigan.
Northwestern's been in it.
They lost to Ohio State. Michigan State won it one year because they made the playoffs.
Yeah, that was out of the East. But Michigan State was out of the East.
When Penn State was in the they won the Big Ten and didn't go to the playoffs. I was going to say they must have lost the game, but they didn't. Penn State, but they won it.
They won it and didn't go.
Ohio State still went. Yeah. It's pre-college football playoffs off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Yeah. Well, but anyway.
So Michigan State was in the other division at that time?
They're in the East.
They're in the East all the time.
Yeah.
All right, see, I can't even keep it straight. So that's the last one. It's got to be, right? Michigan State?
No, but they won it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They won it.
They won it in the East. All of them.
That's what I'm saying, guys.
We're trying to figure out when the last time somebody in the
West.
That's
right. And I'm listing all the East champions. There's not a West one.
I know Wisconsin did win it because they completely destroyed somebody the year they went to the Rose Bowl. But I think that might have been the last time.
But they didn't go to the playoffs that year.
Yeah, you're right. That is a bad imbalance.
Yeah. Kevin says Brown is not 100 right now.
Well, I'm not upset. I'm just like, I was naming the East. Y'all guys kept saying it's in the East. I'm like, well, I know. I'm naming
but was
teams
last
in the East.
He's franking mailing it in.
That wasn't pertaining to what we were talking about.
It was. I'm trying to tell you all the Big Ten champions. They're all from the East. How does that not pertain? Weren't you talking about the divisions in the Big Ten?
Yeah, but we were talking about when the West won it.
Oh, my God, Jim. Jeez.
That's our show today.
The music's playing. I can't put up with you another segment. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving.
We're back.
Make my tea time.
We're back tomorrow, of course.
Of course, Brown.
In Georgia in 92, man. You're a great quarterback.
Oh, my.
Until next time, God bless you and God bless America. We will see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central.